Hello and welcome to Target Zero Hunger, a podcast that explores the food challenges and solutions of our time. I'm your host, Charlotte Lomas. Drought, flooding and conflict in countries already affected by crisis threaten to put millions of people at risk of acute hunger. That's according to the Food and Agriculture Organization. The UN agency, FAO, says it has received less than 30% of the funding needed to avert further deterioration of food security in some of the most neglected crises of 2018, including Afghanistan, Syria and Bangladesh. FAO is calling for urgent humanitarian action to meet the needs of 33 million people worldwide. Rosanne Markosic is the head of the Emergency Response and Resilience Team at FAO, and she joins me in the studio to tell us more. Welcome, Rosanne.
Hello.
Which countries does FAO consider to be the most severely underfunded?
Well, we have several severely underfunded countries at this time. We have Afghanistan with the recent drought, which needs additional assistance. We have the monsoon season in Bangladesh, and extra attention is there because of the Rohingya crisis. We have Central African Republic. We see a resurge in the violence. We have Haiti with the upcoming hurricane season, which we face every year. Then we have countries like Iraq, Myanmar, and the Sahel region, which are facing the lean season, very much linked to prolonged drought and other conflict situations. And the Sudan and Syria, again, looking at the impact of the ongoing and upcoming drought in the countries.
So FAO is calling for much needed financial assistance. Mm-hmm. How much money is urgently needed? And what sort of interventions are possible on the ground?
FAO is urgently asking for $120 million to reach 3.6 million people to ensure that no one is left behind in the countries that were mentioned earlier. The types of interventions vary from country to country, but our focus is on production, either through crops, vegetables, improving livestock, and of course, natural resource management for sustainability of production.
And what does such an intervention look like on the ground, say, in a country like Syria?
We did a study in Syria about a year and a half ago, and what we found is that 94% of the people in Syria who are agriculturalists said that it would be less likely for them to need to leave their homes if they had additional support to sustain their agricultural livelihoods. And from that, we also found that 3/4 of the population in the rural areas were still growing their own food. They weren't able to grow as much because of access and inputs and prices, but they were still growing their own food. And furthermore, because of the situation, they were also spending more than half of their income on food. So by focusing on improving the agricultural production in Syria is a very important way, not only to save the livelihoods and the lives of the people, but also to make those stepping stones for sustainable development in the country.
So why isn't there enough financial aid for these underfunded countries? Why are they being neglected?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that humanitarian assistance has increased over the last few years. The problem is that the needs are increasing greater than the financial support, so the gap continues to broaden. This is really the issue. And what's important is we have a new approach to our humanitarian relief. It's not just about providing a response to a country, but including a resilience dimension to ensure that when we are saving lives, while we are saving livelihoods, that we have an exit strategy. And this is the way that we can close that gap. So the humanitarian finances are there, they continue to grow, but the needs are growing faster than the financing. However, that being said, we recognize that support to agriculture humanitarian response is significantly underfunded. And what we want to do is to advocate to our partners the importance of saving agricultural livelihoods, because globally, on average, 70% of people in rural areas depend on agriculture for their livelihoods. So we have to put more attention on addressing agricultural livelihoods in humanitarian response, in a resilience approach. This is how we can close the gap and eventually have sufficient funding for the needs for a humanitarian response globally.
Aside from conflict and war in countries like Afghanistan, Sudan, and Syria, drought, as you say, appears to be another major factor behind some of these crises. How much is climate change to blame?
Well, droughts and floods, they definitely exacerbate the situation in countries where there is conflict, displacement. We see that drought is more persistent in the last 40 years, and the droughts are for longer periods of time, and they are more frequent. And so FAO is positioning itself in order to be able to respond to the impact of climate change by bridging the humanitarian development divide in the work that we do.
So if financial assistance for underfunded crises is not met in time, what does the forecast for the rest of 2018 look like for these countries?
Well, I think we will see increased food insecurity. We will see the gap increasing between our ability to respond to a humanitarian crisis and the increased needs around a humanitarian crisis. We will see increased loss of livelihoods, increased food insecurity, and increased negative coping strategies. Because when people are so vulnerable, by us being able to do the simplest type of agricultural livelihood support can make the difference between a family or a community spiraling into increased food insecurity and poverty, or becoming resilient and self-sufficient for the future.
That was Roseanne Markosich, head of the Emergency Response and Resilience Team at FAO, talking about underfunded crises worldwide.